What up? It's Lil Tuck, and you're tuning in to Davo's podcast.
What is up? Lil Davo back at you with another podcast. As you guys know, we got Lil Tuck on the podcast today, but before we get started, I just want to give a shout out to KBT Clothing. They're always giving away free merch at the store and always making sure our podcast can be as cool as possible. So huge shout out to them. Go check out their website, KBT.com, and go cop some merch and support us so we can make you guys better podcasts and just come out with more stuff. So, Lil Tuck, where did you grow up?
I grew up on the south side, actually.
On the south side? What part? Like, O Block, like, where Chief Keef's from?
Yeah, actually, right down the road.
For sure. I hear it's, like, murder capital out there. Is that true, or is that just, like, a... Is that more of a connotation that's false that a lot of people just like to give off as a stereotype?
Man, I can't speak on much that goes on out there. It's pretty low-key. You really know what goes on if you live through it. But yeah, it's definitely crazy out on the streets.
For sure. I mean, you can see all the stuff in the news. Every weekend there's 4 murders, 5 murders, kids getting shot by drive-bys. That shit's crazy. What do you, would you say that you're making any influence to better the community?
Yeah, definitely. When I go back around the south side, I see a lot of fans and they know who I am. They all come around for the pictures, autographs. They're all singing my music. It's pretty cool being back out there. It's definitely a lot of support.
How would you say that your environment shaped who you are today as a rapper?
Growing up out there definitely taught you to be a man at a young age. You can hear it through my rap, seeing and hearing all the things I say in the videos. Really does happen out in those streets, and it's not too easy growing up out there.
For sure. So in your songs, you're known to talk about drug dealing, keeping guns on you. Is this all an act, or are you really about it?
Just getting released last year. Can't speak much on guns or drugs. My lawyer will get pretty upset. I don't know. It's definitely all real that we're rapping about nowadays coming out of the south side. It's all blowing up. It's going crazy. You see it on the news.
For sure. So at what age did you start rapping?
Shit. The homies had me in the studio probably around 12.
Damn, 12. I can't even imagine. I think at 12 years old, I was still playing video games until 2 o'clock, fucking eating mac and cheese with my friends. Nothing like what you were doing.
Yeah, around 2, we were making sure people weren't breaking into the house.
Who would you say is one of your biggest influencers?
My biggest influence probably is NBA Youngboy.
NBA Youngboy. So him being from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and you being from Chicago, Illinois, what kind of cultural differences do you guys think you have, and what kind of similarities do you guys think you have?
To be honest, he's probably one of the bigger names, if not the only big name, coming out of Baton Rouge right now. Coming out of Chicago, there's everybody, Lil Reese, Chief Keef, everyone who put on the whole drill rap.
Shout out Chief Keef.
Yeah, shout out Glow Gang. I don't know. Definitely listening to someone outside of the city is giving me influence and teaching me different ways of rapping.
For sure. I heard you guys are coming out with some merch now. Where's that going to be available at?
You can cop the merch at liltuck.org. My guy, Smoke Perp, and Murder Beats put it all together. It's going crazy. Get on it.
Yeah, I checked that stuff out. It's pretty decent. I'm not going to lie, it's kind of pricey, but that shit is dope for sure. Who's your favorite artist that you've worked with so far?
Definitely Kodak Black. That is my guy.
Kodak, for sure. After his recent allegations with all the drug charges and everything, do you think that he'll be the same or different? Because he's been in and out of the system a bunch of times, and each time, just like everyone else, he says he's going to change, he says he's going to do all this, and now he says he's going to quit rapping. What are your thoughts on that?
Phenomenal rapper. Hopefully he gets his head right. I think he can keep making hits if he stays in the game. If not, it's his decision. But he should definitely stay out of the streets.
For sure. With social media going on nowadays and all the stuff, everything being so available, you see a bunch of rappers posting videos of them in their old communities, giving money to children and stuff. How do you feel about this? Do you think this is just like an act, or do you think this is actually them looking out for the community, giving back to what they came from?
Giving back, obviously, is a great thing, but there's no need to take a video of it. 6ix9ine, for example, goes on Instagram.
Agreed. I feel like he's just, like, due to the fact he's the biggest internet troll, I don't know, he just does everything for views and attention, and that's just what he's all about.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing to give back to your community?
I mean, got my 4 kids out there, got my girls out there still. Giving money back as much as I can. Spending time with everyone is the biggest thing. Just sharing the fame and the wealth. That's my way of giving back.
For sure. And usually we do a thing on this podcast called Ring a Fan. This is basically where a fan calls and asks questions. Are you down for this?
Yeah, of course.
For sure. All right, we got our first caller on the line here. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Kennedy.
And where are you from?
Fox Lake, Illinois.
And do you have any questions for Little Tuck here?
What's your favorite city to perform in?
Probably Chicago.
Are you still beefing with Gucci Mane?
No, it's over with.
Come to Chicago, please.
I'll work on it.
All right, and that was all we're going to hear from Kennedy today because I guess we lost connection. I just want to say shout out to Little Tuck. Thanks for coming on the podcast today. Do you have anything else to say to the fans?
Shout out to you. Shout out to Davo's podcast. Thanks for having me out. Great opportunity. Fans, keep supporting me. I got some fire coming on the way.
Until next week, folks, that's all on Davo's podcast.